one of the Chamishai Inuyim, the five forms of affliction or abstention that we have to practice on Tisha B'Av, is the prohibition against Tashmish Hamita, against marital intimacy. And this appears in Simon Kutaf Kuf Nun Dalet, in Shulchan Aruch Se'if Yud Chet, where the Mechaber says, Yesh Misha Omer, there is a view, Shelo Yisham B'Lel Tisha B'Av Im Ishto B'Mita, that a person shouldn't share a bed with their husband or wife on Tisha B'Av, even though that itself is not part of the Isur Tashmish per se, but Menachon HaDavar, this is good, correct practice, Mishum Leich Leich Amrinan Nazira, because we've got a notion in Halakha that we say to a Nazir, to a Nazirite, to stay away from the vineyard, because once he goes into the vineyard, might come to eat the grapes. So likewise, we have a harchaka, we have a notion that husband and wife shouldn't share a bed when tashmish is prohibited, because it might cause them to actually be intimate with one another. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura both raise the question as to whether or not a husband and wife are allowed to touch each other on Tisha B'Av, and they both say that maybe not. On Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to touch each other, so maybe also on Tisha B'Av. It's kind of interesting they're not clear about it. And they both say that in the daytime, certainly one can be mekel about it. What about other types of harchakot, not passing things to each other and such things? So in the footnotes in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, it says in the name of Rav Vosna and the name of Rav Yashiv that those prohibitions don't apply on Tisha B'Av. It would also seem to me that even though a couple can't share a bed, nevertheless, and they need to be in separate beds, nevertheless, the beds can be touching. They don't need to actually move the beds apart. That's what it would seem to me. The Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Yud Tet talks about Tisha B'Av, which falls on a Shabbat, as it does this year. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutar b'chulan v'afil v'tashmish hamita, that you're allowed to do all the things which are prohibited on Tisha B'Av, because today's not regarded as Tisha B'Av, including tashmish hamita. However, the Rama says, v'yesh osrim b'tashmish hamita, there are those who prohibit tashmish hamita, v'chein no'agin, and that is indeed the minhag, says the Rama. So what are they arguing about? Here, the Machaber and the Rama, essentially they're arguing about the nature of Tisha B'Av Shechaliot B'Shabbat. Do we say that essentially this is Tisha B'Av, and therefore Dvarin Shevet Tzina should apply? And the Mishnah Brura says if Dvarin Shevet Tzina apply, then this will also apply to not washing your hands and face in warm water, if you have warm water available on Shabbat morning. And it will also apply as terms of Talmud Torah is concerned, what it is that you learn on Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbat. So the Mechaber seems to think that no, it's not Tisha B'Av at all. This is, you know, a regular Shabbat with no aspect of Avilut to it whatsoever. Whereas the Rama holds that no, essentially this is Tisha B'Av. It's just because it's Shabbat, there are certain things that we don't do. But it's like Shabbat of Shiva. Shabbat of Shiva, Dvarim Shevet Tzina still apply. So the same is true on Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Brura brings down from the Shlah that if it's Lel Tevila, if it's a mikveh night, the Friday night of Tisha B'Av, so then one can rely on the views of the Mechaber, who says that Tashmish Hamita is permitted, and that's how the Mishnah Brura paskens as well, in the name of the Chaye Adam, particularly since it's Tzorech Mitzvah there, and we have a Machloket, and he thinks that the Vilna Gaon also holds like the Mechaber, essentially. So that's how the Mishnah Brura and the Magen Avraham paskin. If it's Lel Tevila, then Tashmish Hamita will be permitted. Ad Kan.